All right, we're here with Robert Heitz, who is the provisional number one qualifier in Funny Car after his run of 3.883 at 330.39 miles per hour. Robert, obviously, a great start to the weekend. Take me through that run and just how you felt after.
No, it was a good start. You know, we've actually been making a lot of 80 runs. Mm-hmm. Testing Monday in Brainerd really got us back to where we needed to be. You know, ran 88 in Indy. Didn't do exactly the way we wanted. First round, we were 100th off, lost lane choice, and that was the end of our weekend. But you know, they've got a good handle on how to make this thing run. What the trick is going to be tomorrow, you know, when it warms up a little bit, and then Sunday's even going to be warmer. So that's what's going to be the trick. But from here on out, every point counts, and so far we've got the most points, and we've just got to keep counting them up. Number six yep. in the countdown's pretty low. But, you know, we also have an extra race this year. Normally it's six races, now it's seven. And I feel you're going to have to win at least three races if you want to be the champ. We need to start right here.
Yeah, absolutely. You've won the championship from all over, you know, position in the countdown, so you know what it takes. What entering sixth, what's kind of the mindset of this team, you know, heading into the countdown this year?
We got to be aggressive. We got to, like I said, go out there and get every little point. You know, there's a lot of good cars, okay? The five that are in front of us are really good cars, and there's some behind us that are good. So there's no time to, you know, play defense. We've got to play offense and be aggressive, but make good runs, and my guys know how to do that. If we do what we know how to do, we can do this. But we got to put it all together, and we have a short period of time to do it.
Can you speak to the level of competition in the class this year? I mean, we've had a different points leader, five straight races. You know, you guys are sitting right there in sixth. So what do you see about just the talent level of Funny Car this year?
Well, I don't think it's ever been closer or tighter. Really good cars. And that's why I say, you know, number six, we've got our work cut out for us. You know, there's five really good cars in front of us. But, you know, and, you know, to win from the number 10 spot like we did in 09, I think that's unheard of, unless you just go in there and dominate and win a bunch of races. And that's a pretty tall order with the class of Funny Car.
Questions for you guys?
With the temperature being warmer tomorrow, how much more of the track will there be there?
It's going to slow down. I mean, you're going to see mid-90s in Funny Cars probably. I think the track could get up to, you know, close to 120 degrees. And I think, you know, a 395 is going to be a very respectable run. And that's what we need to do. My guys, we did some of that at Indy, so we know how to do it. But it's you gotta get down the track when it's hot, because that's what it's going to be on Sunday. Actually, I think Sunday's even going to be hotter than tomorrow.
With seven races in the countdown this year, does that give you a little bit of a buffer, or other teams even a buffer? Like, you get off to a great start this race, you'd have another race in the mix there that you really have to concentrate on.
I really thought so when I first found out they were going to seven races. I like that, because six is pretty tight, okay? You've got to be pretty perfect, and first-round losses will kill you. But being that I'm in number six position, I'm not sure that extra race is going to do a lot of – it's not like we have a throwaway race being number six. So we've got to go out there and have seven strong races. And like I said, I think you're going to have to win three of them from the spot I'm in to win this championship.
And it's unique, I think, that with the countdown, is a big deal has always been made of, they're resetting the points. And kind of, but the way as consistently tight as the Funny Car's been, really, there's no countdown necessarily for Funny Cars, because you didn't really close a huge gap on the number one car. You've always been a couple rounds back.
Exactly. The way it worked out, I could have, you know, if we had a good Indy, and the way everybody worked, you know, it worked out, a lot of good cars went out second round. If I could have won Indy, I'd be going into the countdown number one. So it's tight. To go back to what you were talking about, though, it's I don't honestly think you need a countdown in Funny Car. With the quality cars you have and as many as there are, you don't need a countdown.
Do you think you've won three championships? What would the fourth one's now, that would basically separate you from every other Funny Car champion except for a couple.
Yeah.
How important is that to you?
Oh, it's huge. It's going to put you in a league with Don Perdomo, Kenny Bernstein. You know, right now I'm tied with Raymond Beadle and big legends, okay? But that next step is a big one. You know, Kenny Bernstein, it'd be crazy. So, yeah, I want to. That's what we look for. That's what I want to do. I want to finish. You know, no one's gonna ever beat 16 championships. That's not even attainable. So, you know, I want to be number two.
Thanks, Robert.
Yep.